You just had a moment.
It was like a dinosaur of a bug in my bedroom, and I was terrified. So if I'm, like, scream and run away, I feel like that was a baby, and I saw its mom.
The mom's still out there?
Yeah, I'm...
She's waiting for you to sleep, honestly.
I'm a little on edge. Shut up. I'll kill you. All right, welcome to a quick take.
This is our first quick take. And we'll explain a little bit what that means, I think, later. But I feel like we have other intentions with the introduction of this podcast, with this episode, I should say. I don't know if I want to put music over this, though. I think it should just be like...
I'll sing.
Do it. Do that. Do like our, like, sing like our intro.
You know what? I could not hum our intro, and I've heard it 75,000 times, and
I could not hum it. Edit the podcast. Yeah. I don't even, the parts that I edit, like, sometimes I'll edit it, but I'll send them to you to construct. I don't even listen to them.
Yeah.
You couldn't do our intro music right now?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, that's not at all it. That's not at all it. But what I want you to do...
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
No, what I want you to do is take that soundbite of you singing, and that'll be the intro for every... Like, that'll be the intro music for every quick take that we do.
Jeez.
Can we please do that, please?
Whatever, I don't care.
Okay.
So... I don't care at all.
Thank you. That would make me so happy. Let me pull up my list.
Yeah, you made a list of things we need to talk about.
Things we want to talk about. Okay. I kind of wanted to... It took this many months, I think, and episodes to kind of establish what this podcast was supposed to be. And I figured we should probably have, like, some kind of introduction into us.
Yeah. So I know a lot of our friends are listeners, but apparently a lot of people we've never met are also listening to us, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, so very true.
I am Nick. This is my voice. I know some people. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's our friends that are, like, mixing us up. But this is Nick's voice. And
this is Jordan's voice.
Yeah. So I'm loud and he is quiet. And that's pretty much been the consistency since we've met.
Not by choice, though.
Way too loud and he's way too quiet.
This is not by choice, though. I'm just kidding.
And we started this because we have these sprawling conversations about the movies that we've just seen, whether it be a blockbuster or something small. It always goes into the business of it and what's wrong with, you know, art over business or business over art. And we would have these just multiple hour conversations.
They'd last a long time, yeah.
The more we talked, the more I think we both just realized that the natural progression was to share that. And we had both always thought it would be awesome to have a podcast. And I was just like, well, then let's do it. You know, let's do the damn thing. I think that I underestimated how hard it would be. Because I remember you being like, oh, well, we got to prep for all these things. And it's like, let's dive into this thing. and it wound up being a lot of work. But
it's time consuming, but I think it's worth it. I think it's fun.
No, we have a blast doing it. It's definitely, it doesn't feel any different than just talking to you outside of it, which is pretty cool. I love, if people haven't heard this, but basically what we do is we divvy our conversations up into three parts, at least for this podcast. It's maybe not as rigid when we're just talking, but we have a discussion before we watch the movie, whether we've seen it before or not. It's just, you know, our preconceived notions, our expectations, how excited we are for it. Then it's that immediate, you know, after watching, our reactions, how emotional we feel, or, you know.
That's take two.
If we're disappointed or whatever. And then the last take is, gosh, you know, it's my favorite and my least favorite take, just because it's probably the hardest to edit. It's the hardest to research, you know, but it's hard, but it's so much fun. We really do get a lot of enjoyment out of the last one, which is doing, you know, the research so that you guys don't necessarily have to.
Yeah. So before we get into that, I'm a little bit of introduction on us as individuals. I am, as some of you may already know, very chronically uncultured. There are a lot of classics I have not seen, movies weren't really a big thing, certainly not as big as they are now, growing up for me. And it was really only until I met you that I started taking movies more seriously.
Well, good. I am his doctor. So I am fixing this chronic unculturedness.
Yes, yes. It's, yeah. And he is, you're a film major. So you have a lot of background that I don't have. And I think kind of having those deeper discussions after seeing a movie kind of like opened my eyes, and I was like, man, like film as an art form is a really, really great way to tell a story. And I consider myself an aspiring author. Like I like telling stories. I like the idea of like a good story. I'm a huge book reader. And the medium of film, I think, is just fascinating. And with all these big discussions that we had after these movies, it was like, I kind of like, let's dive deep into this and let's kind of share it with people. And I wanted to offer something that existed that could be beneficial to both film buffs or movie enthusiasts, and also people like me who maybe don't have a lot of background with the industry of film, because there's so much out there that I didn't know. Like I know like movies that I thought were really, really good can be considered a flop because they didn't make that much money, and that was just like so surprising to me. And there's like so much out there that I just didn't know.
Yeah, there's a whole business side of things that people don't necessarily pay attention to.
Right. And I kind of wanted to make that accessible, and that was sort of my intention.
Yeah.
With this podcast. And I knew, like, you have that background. I know you don't like to call yourself an expert or, like, you know. But, I mean, if anyone's going to know it, it's going to be a film major. And that's...
And here's my thing. I mean, I do have a degree in filmmaking or whatever. Okay, but...
I mean, that's good. That's an accomplishment. They should be proud of that.
Okay. But I think what benefits me more in this podcast is that I just have a fervent love of the business of film and discussing it. And it's like really the only sort of YouTube videos that I've watched are, you know, movie punditry, people discussing, you know, how much money did a movie make this week? And people ask sometimes, like, why do you care? Why do you have so much invested in, you know, if a movie does really well? And really, I don't. But it's sort of the idea, the same reason why, you know, someone would like a sports team. If they win a bunch of games, well, it doesn't necessarily, it's not going to put money in that person's pocket, you know, a fan's pocket. But you have people who you really enjoy their work and you want them to do well. And you like it when, you know, records are set and things like what is about to happen with Avengers Endgame at the time we're recording this. Avengers Endgame comes out in just a couple of days, and it will probably undoubtedly set records. And because those are some of my favorite movies, I want that to do well. And when a movie does well, that means that the likelihood that there will be more obviously skyrockets, you know?
Yeah. Another fun fact that he told me is that a movie has to make twice as much as it costs in order for there to be a sequel of
it.
Like, that's, I mean, there's just so many smaller like things that just I don't think the average person knows that I just think is fascinating. And I think you and I strike a good balance, and kind of that's sort of why I wanted to bring this podcast to life.
Well, good. It's not as a hard and fast rule all the time as, you know, because a movie does have like a production budget, but it also has a advertising budget and things. But as far as like, yeah, you can normally look at a movie is considered a success if it's, you know, doubled and then some its production budget. So, you know, a movie cost $100 million to make. If it makes $100 million, that's not breaking even. You know, don't want to have spent all of their time doing that and a marketing budget and an, you know, advertising and all that. They don't want that.
So
it's just an example.
I think this is a good segue into what our intentions are with a quick take. I feel like we could easily do an episode on movie budgets. I wanted to have something because I feel like one of the bigger, I won't say complaints, but things that people tell us is, oh, I've only listened to the episodes that I've seen the movies for. And I wanted
to. Which is valid because we spoil the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I don't want you guys to, you know, I know Uncle Dave listens to our podcast for movies that he hasn't necessarily seen. And it's like, watch the movies first so they're not spoiled for you.
Right. And that's another.
But we appreciate your support, Uncle Dave. We love you.
We love you, Uncle Dave and Aunt Alyssa. If that's also something that you should know, if this is your first time listening, is that we do spoil movies. This is not a spoiler-free podcast. So know that going into this. So one of the things that I wanted to do to sort of fix that is offer episodes that like people can still listen to and enjoy without having to have had an assignment beforehand. So I think what quick takes are going to be is either one of two things or one of several things, depending on how these work. I think the first is going to be movie tidbits and things that maybe people could learn, like we discussed. But also there are so many blockbuster movies that come out that I think both Nick and I want to come home and just immediately start talking about it. And I don't think that they would be valid form. Like, I don't think they would be as valid or as interesting if we were to do a take one, take two, take three. So we were probably just thinking of putting out smaller, maybe half hour episodes just to review the weekend movie.
Yeah, and we've also found that our niche is maybe movies that have been around a little bit longer, just so there's more, there's more literature on them. There's more videos that we can watch and, you know, theorize on and talk about. And, you know, this provides us a way to also talk about the new hot thing that's coming out. Right, too, because, right. You know, how can we not talk about, like, the new blockbusters that are...
Take Endgame, for example. Yeah. I think we kind of came up with this idea when the movie Us came out, mm-hmm. which was amazing. Like, I wish we'd done a quick take on that one, but just didn't work out. But, like, things like that, like, bigger movies that maybe we'll record. I mean, we always see them the night of Thursday night. So maybe we record Thursday and publish Friday.
Yeah.
And people can listen to it over the weekend whenever they see it, that kind of thing.
Except Shazam. Let me tell you all about Shazam. I don't know why I feel vindicated. Is vindicated the right word? No. I don't care what word.
Slighted?
Pressed. I'm pressed, bitch. I am like, okay. So I go to this theater we don't go to a lot. Because there are closer theaters, but this is like it's a nice theater, and it went there a lot in high school. So we go there, and I'm with just a couple of friends, my brother-in-law. We're waiting in a line for about 30 minutes just to get popcorn. I mean, we got there early enough to where we could do that, but it was taking so long because there were so many people, and, you know, it was to the point where we were thinking, okay, we're going to miss the beginning of this movie. And I'm calling my friends who are actually in the theater, and they're saying, the movie hasn't started yet, you know, keep going. They're having problems with the projector. Finally, we get in there after buying all this, the popcorn and the drinks and stuff and going in there. And we sit down and we probably wait for another 10, 15 minutes. And the guy comes into a theater full of people and is like, the projector's broken. We're not going to refund you. We're just going to give you movie passes so that you can come back. And I'm like, why the hell would I want to come back to this place? But, so we got kicked out of Shazam and I still haven't freaking seen it.
You should. I think you'd like it. We won't talk about my feelings about it right now, but, you should go see it.
I think I'm certain that I'll like it, but yeah.
Sure.
So, the theater experiences, things. We're just gonna. I think take three episodes are sort of an undertaking because not only do we have to, you know, discuss the movie and watch the film together, we also have to research and then shoot that and record it, and we also have full time jobs.
It is,
and
yeah.
Other ventures that we on, and we also, if we sound differently, it's because we're in different states.
Yeah, that was another thing that I wanted to bring up is like our situation. We live what 3.5-4 hours away from each other.
About 3.5 hours, yeah.
We are in different rooms, and we Skype with each other, and we record. So sometimes you'll hear us talk about the clap, and that's just sort of to match up our voices when we do the editing.
Yeah,
similar to the marker. Like, you know, those, like
a slate.
A slate. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably why we sound different.
And he is in a basement right now, and I am in a room with 16-foot tall ceilings. So if there's echo, that's why.
Slight echo.
And until I guess just give up and put a blanket over my head, which I haven't gone there so far. I'm just trying to. We are not audio technicians, so if that's an issue, come help us. If you have a problem with it, yeah. If someone wants to do this for free, absolutely, we will accept it. Do some pro bono work.
Yeah, yeah. One last thing that I wanted to bring up, we've gotten a lot of, we're what, 13 episodes deep now. I wanted to say I like the idea of quick takes because it is like, it takes several days to put a full take three episode together.
Yeah.
And that's why we release every 2 weeks. I think it would be probably near impossible to do one every week. But I figure with quick takes, they're shorter half-hour episodes. Maybe we would be able to release once, you know, in between those
like
2 weeks.
Like every other week,
once in a while. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to bring up is a lot of the recommendations. We are listening. Oh, great time to talk about iTunes. You should leave us a review and a rating. You should definitely do that. And if you leave us your favorite movie, we'll bring it up on the podcast. Thanks. But also, people
this
have been saying...
This is messy.
It is messy, but like it's... I'm having fun. I feel like this has been a long time coming. I've been wanting to put out an episode like this for a long time, but a lot of people have been saying that what we should do is try to do movies that neither of us have seen. And let me tell you, that is damn near impossible because I have not seen a lot of movies. So the pattern is typically, I've not seen this, but Nick has. And Nick has seen a hell of a lot of movies. And it's very rare to find a classic or a well-known movie that he has not seen.
Yeah,
so
we did The Matrix, and that was the only one I hadn't seen yet.
Like, probably the only movie in existence that you have not seen yet.
Whatever. I mean, there are movies I haven't seen, but I think also, you know, there's definitely a matter of, like, having to assess the viability of it. Or do we want to sit here and talk for an hour about the specific, you know, movie? I have seen a lot of movies. I do enjoy, you know, watching movies. And I was made to watch a lot of the classics and stuff like that in college. But we are definitely going to make a concerted effort in the future to just do ones that I have not seen and that, you know, in turn he's not seen too, just to do a, you know, give a, I guess, a different approach to it.
Yeah, like that is certainly on our radar for sure. But
like, submit good movies to tell us. I've gotten some suggestions and I'm like, well, that's not very good. Although, also, we've been suggested by a lovely listener who I feel like would hit me if I said her name out loud to do Lord of the Rings. And
oh, I know this listener.
Yeah, of course. And, like, I want to do Lord of the Rings, but I kind of want to do all three of them, and that's 9 hours, so... That would have to be like a special episode.
That would probably have to be because I've not seen them either. If I have, they were, you know, in passing like 15 years ago. But
yeah, I think with me it was always like, okay, I don't want to spend 9 hours watching. By the time I think they were on my radar, there had already been three of them, and I was
I'm not against that idea. And I know that we've discussed having like seasons. Like maybe we'll take a break for a bit, and maybe that'll be the premiere of the next season. That way we have a nice break to kind of really.
Oh yeah. And we have time to do it. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll see, making moves while recording the podcast.
I mean, we're definitely open to suggestions. We have, our email, take3amp@gmail.com. That's the number 3. Feel free to send us suggestions, comments, jokes. We're happy to listen to anything. Maybe we'll bring it up in the podcast.
Send us your credit card numbers, social security numbers.
Yep. But thank you for listening. I will see if I can kind of put this first. If not, I will just put a big label on it that says "listen to this first." I don't know what we'll see what my capabilities are. But okay, thanks. I don't know what else to say. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, or?
I think I just do want to think, like, if anybody actually does care enough to listen to this, just, like, really know that from the bottom of our heart, this is some pretty cool shit that we feel really lucky to be able to do this and people actually give a damn about it. You know, this is really fun.
It is very fun. Yeah.
All we like, that's our favorite thing to do is talk about movies. So all we want to do is just share that with you guys. So we appreciate you guys being receptive to it. You guys and gals, I don't mean to gender anyone, but, and everyone in between.
Yes.
You know, or outside or inside the spectrum, whatever you, however you identify, thank you very much.
We do appreciate all listeners for sure. This is fun. It's fun for us to do. Definitely. Yeah. I think with that, feel free to also follow us on pretty much all major social media sites, at Take3AMP. And I think that covers it.
Yeah, sure. That's good. Good job. Way to go. Cool. High five.
Thanks. You too.